News.
The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's now 6:32. It's 8 degrees. Your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by Farmers and Merchants State Bank, H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. Police in New York City still searching for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday morning outside a Manhattan hotel. Investigators say the suspect fled the scene on an e-bike and disappeared in Central Park. The NYPD is offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest in what's called a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack. Thompson's wife, Paulette, says that Brian had been getting some threats, but Maple Grove police say they did not contact Thompson or was not in contact with Thompson or receive any reports. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says things have really ramped up in the last year.
They promised to magically enrich taxpayers. Scams on social media ranging from the fuel tax credit on federal tax returns to scams that involve investments in fake cryptocurrencies.
More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. What's your favorite species of real Christmas tree? The Rum River Tree Farm has been selling a lot of one variety since Black Friday.
People love conifers this year. The conifers are going like wildfire. It's crazy.
Rum River's Tyson Holland says the Canaan is a hybrid of the balsam and the Fraser fir.
Balsam are softer and more fragrant, and the Fraser are tougher and a little more expensive. I mean, it is that like perfect combination between the two, and people, you can really tell a difference.
He says the trees grew well this year thanks to the spring and summer rains. Stearns History Museum launches this year's museum escape room today. The theme for this year's escape room is Big Brother is Watching. It's based on George Orwell's book, 1984. Museum says the past has been erased and the future is looking bleak. It's up to the team to find the historic artifacts to make yourself remember or be trapped under surveillance forever. The escape room is for groups of six or less, can last up to 45 minutes for each session. The escape room will run through Saturday, December the 21st. Reservations are required, and it's $25 for non-members, $20 for members. For a link to the reservation website, you can check out this story on the WJON mobile app. And I know many of their dates are already sold out, so if you want to go, you should get those tickets sooner rather than later. WJON News Time is coming up on 6:35. It's 8 right now. News of this hour brought to you by Farmers and Merchants State Bank and H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast on the way in a few minutes from now. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Brad Sean Bright. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, today is Walt Disney Day. So this quiz says the ultimate Disney quiz. You've watched a fair amount of Disney, I'm guessing, over the years.
Sure.
So here is the first question. He's the leader of the toys in Toy Story, but are you familiar with the type of toy that Woody is? What is Woody?
Like a doll? Or is it like,
we're looking for
a cowboy?
He's a cowboy. That is correct. Can you select the item that Cinderella leaves behind after fleeing the ball as the clock chimes midnight?
Her slipper.
That is correct. Who is the evil fairy in Sleeping Beauty that casts a spell on Aurora, causing her to fall into a deep sleep?
I don't know.
Elisifant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're familiar with her.
I've heard of the name, sure.
Monsters can be terrifying to kids. Do you know why the monsters in Monsters, Inc. scared children?
I do not.
For their screams. Because it was how they said that they generated, that was their energy source,
sure.
Was the screams. What grows on Pinocchio whenever he is telling the truth or whenever he is not telling the truth?
His nose.
His nose, that is correct. Disney isn't afraid to look for a plot in a traditional legend. Who is the father of Hercules?
I don't know.
Zeus.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the animal that follows Captain Hook around in the 1953 movie Peter Pan?
No.
A crocodile.
Oh.
Some stories are more than legend. According to the legend in The Sword and the Stone, what happens to whoever removes the sword from the stone?
I don't know.
They become king.
Oh.
It's one of the most heart-wrenching moments in any Disney film. How was Bambi's mother killed?
In a fire?
It was a gunshot.
Oh, okay.
Even the most tragic tales need comedic relief, which the warthog in The Lion King provides. Do you know what that warthog's name is?
No.
It is Pumbaa.
Oh.
Because I had kids, I remember almost all of these things. It's crazy. How many dwarfs does Snow White encounter when she comes across a cottage in the forest?
Seven.
Seven dwarfs is right. Do you know the name of the third segment of Fantasia where Mickey Mouse tries to stop her broom from flooding the room?
No.
I have no idea on that one either. The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Where does the story of Pocahontas take place?
South Dakota?
North America. Okay. So South Dakota is in North America, so you are correct. Setting up the story to Alice in Wonderland, who does Alice follow into the hole, into the ground?
A rabbit?
Yeah, White Rabbit is right. He's a thief who steals from the rich to give to the poor. Identify the skill that Robin Hood has mastered. The skill that he's mastered.
I have no idea.
Oh, archery.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a poor boy living in the streets of Agrabah. Do you know what Aladdin uses his first wish on? Do you remember?
No.
To become a prince.
Oh.
Can you identify the song Kayla sings to Tarzan, the 1999 film Tarzan?
No.
That's tough. You'll Be in My Heart. That's a Phil Collins song, by the way.
Okay.
The Incredibles follows a group of superheroes who find themselves in a bit of trouble. How do the heroes know each other?
I don't know.
The Incredibles. Well, they're all family.
Oh. They're all incredible together.
One yeah, they're incredible all family. Incredible. They're an incredible family. You're correct. And last one. In A Bug's Life, a group of bugs are trying to save what type of colony?
Ant colony?
Yes. Ant colony is right. Some of those were tough.
Yeah.
It is Walt Disney Day today. All right, Jim, what do you got coming up at 7:05?
Jingle and Mingle this weekend in Sauk Rapids. We'll talk about that at 7:05 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. 6:39, and we're at 8 degrees. Next, we got the weather forecast. Joined now by meteorologist Kara Foster for a look at the weather forecast. All right, Kara, any snow precipitation in the forecast in the immediate future?
Not until Sunday. We actually have rain, if you can believe that, to start off with. It's actually going to be warmer into Sunday and Monday. It will kind of transfer over into a little bit of rain and snow action into Monday, as temperatures will start to fall by that time. But actually, most of it should be rain. And actually, it's not going to be that much precip overall, so as of right now, we're only looking at about a 20 to 30% chance between Sunday and Monday going into Monday night for either rain or snow. But yeah, we're staying pretty dry. I mean, it is kind of a good thing just because our temperatures are changing so rapidly over the next few days. Obviously, yesterday was a lot. Today, we're going to be cooler, still partly sunny, 15. Westerly winds are gusting up to 25. So wind chill values are still around 12 below. Still going to want to bundle up, even though we don't have as crazy winds today. Mostly cloudy, 10 degrees overnight tonight. And then better for tomorrow, actually very average, partly sunny 26, mostly cloudy 17 in a Friday night. As we head into Saturday, we're nearly doubling what we're getting from Friday, sunny 42, very, very gorgeous day. And then we'll have a chance for some rain showers into Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 39, and then still a chance for some rain and snow on Monday, high of 34, and then be back to slightly below average Tuesday, Wednesday, high of 22 both days, but partly sunny. So overall, not too bad. Like I said, with those temperature changes, it's nice that we're not getting too much precip, but we're actually going to get some rain, which actually will do a little bit more for us than snow would. Today's forecast is brought to you by Ringseed. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
All right, Kara, thank you. It's 6:42. We're at 8 degrees, the official high at the St. Cloud Airport yesterday. We got as warm as 35. That came in the early morning hours. 5 degrees was the low yesterday. We had just a trace of snowfall. The average high temperature for this date is 30. Average low is 14. Record high temps at a 1979 of 52. Record low set at 1940 of 16 below. Currently 8 degrees at WJON. Next, a CNBC market.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.